This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. American actor Matthew McConaughey has met with U.S. President Joe Biden and top lawmakers as he brings a personal perspective on the shootings in Uvalde, Texas. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
Matthew McConaughey gave graphic details to White House reporters about what he found visiting his hometown of Uvalde, Texas, after last month's shooting rampage at an elementary school there. He discussed identifying victims by their shoes and the challenges faced by a mortuary makeup specialist. McConaughey says he learned how to revere guns growing up in Uvalde while being sensible about them.
Responsible gun owners are fed up with the Second Amendment being abused and hijacked by some deranged individuals.
McConaughey called for Congress to pass gun reform laws to save lives without infringing on Second Amendment rights. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
The son of a Buffalo, New York supermarket shooting victim is challenging Congress to act, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Garnell Whitfield Jr. wants to know what lawmakers are actually doing.
You elected to protect us,
including his 86-year-old mom, whose life mattered.
Your actions here today will tell us how much it matters to you.
Whitfield's emotional testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee came as lawmakers like Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy worked to reach a bipartisan gun safety compromise.
We are not going to settle for a piece of legislation that just checks a box.
Murphy went to the White House to update President Biden on the talks, which focus on incremental policy changes that fall well short of sweeping steps like an assault weapons ban or universal background checks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. UN agencies are warning of famine in Somalia and a surge of child deaths across the Horn of Africa if their appeals for urgently needed funds to save the lives of hundreds of thousands of hungry, malnourished children remain unmet. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The Horn of Africa is experiencing its fourth consecutive year of failed rains, a climate event not seen in at least 40 years. If the drought persists, the World Food Program warns as many as 20 million people will be suffering from acute hunger by the end of the year. UNICEF reports more than 1.7 million children across Ethiopia, Kenya, and Somalia are in urgent need of treatment for severe acute malnutrition, the deadliest form of the condition. Rania Dagash Kamara is UNICEF Deputy Regional Director, Eastern and Southern Africa.
We have an estimated 386,000 children in Somalia who are in desperate need of treatment for life-threatening severe acute malnutrition.
More than a quarter million people died in the Somali famine of 2011, half of them children under age five. Dagash Kamara says children are dying from a combination of malnutrition and killer diseases such as measles and cholera. She says the drought has killed crops and livestock and dried up water sources. Children are starving and do not have the defenses to fight off the deadly impact of malnutrition and disease. The agencies are appealing for critical support from the G7, which will meet in Germany later this month. They say the G7 advanced countries have it within their power to stave off a catastrophe that need not and must not happen. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Russia claims to have taken control of 97% of one of the two provinces that make up Ukraine's Donbas, bringing the Kremlin closer to its goal of fully capturing the eastern industrial heartland of coal mines and factories. And it appears that Russia now occupies roughly half of Donetsk province, according to Ukrainian officials and military analysts. Recapping our top story, U.S. Academy Award-winning actor Matthew McConaughey offered an emotional call on Congress to, quote, reach a higher ground and pass gun safety legislation. In a roughly 22-minute speech at the White House on Tuesday, McConaughey, a Uvalde, Texas native, offered a full-throated appeal for a gridlocked Congress to pass gun reforms that can save lives while not infringing on Second Amendment rights, the part of the U.S. Constitution that has allowed Americans to bear arms. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.